Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
This is John Batzer, conversation with my good colleague Bob Zimmerman. Bob provides a very succinct breakdown of the Chinese space program and what's good about it and what's not so good about it and why it is strangely non-transparent, puzzling, in space non-transparent, an event that could have called and still might call for help from outside. The Chinese tendency is to draw the blinds and not talk. Why? Here's Bob to explain more of this.
Yep, I would agree with you there. They're very much like the Soviet Union. They would only tell you about the success. If they do fix a problem, they then later tell you how they fixed it, but they don't tell you much about the problem itself. In the case here, the capsule that the previous, that the new crew used to come up to the station, the new crew, it was, I'm sorry, the spacecraft, the Shenyu 20 spacecraft that the previous crew used to come up to the station, it had been damaged in some way. They tell us, and this is very little that they tell us, that it was hit by space debris that cracked, put a crack in one of its windows. Now, we do not know if that's true. We have no idea. It could be a quality control problem. It could have been a crack that one of the astronauts actually caused on the window. It's, who knows? We don't know. We just know it was damaged, so that it could not be used to bring that crew back. So that crew used the next crew's capsule that had just come up, says Shenzhou 21, and they came home in that. But that meant the Shenzhou 22 crew was, I'm sorry, 21 crew was stranded on the station with no lifeboat. And this is the very first time ever that a crew on any space station ever in the history since Sputnik has been stranded in space with no way back. They'd like to claim the Boeing astronauts last year were stranded, but that really wasn't true because they could have come back in Starliner if necessary. It wasn't the ideal choice, but they were confident that if they needed to come back in an emergency, they could have used it. And that proved to be true when Starliner came home without any problems, unmanned. Now, in this case, the astronauts were up there with no way to get back. They couldn't use the capsule. It was damaged, that's for sure. And so China quickly, in about 3 weeks, put together a rescue mission with a Long March 2F rocket and the capsule, this is Shenzhou 22, that was going to be launched in April. They put it on the rocket, they integrated the two, they put it at the launch pad, and early this week they launched it. And it has docked with the station, and they now have a lifeboat. But as you say, John, we continue to not know very much about what went wrong here. And Their unwillingness to tell us anything makes me always suspicious that they're not telling us things that we really should know.
About
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.